Welcome to the program. Lori Prescott is here from Century 21 Affiliated.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
One of the great real estate agencies in the world?
We are. We we're in six states, and we are also, for the seventh year in a row, have been the number one Century 21 franchise in the entire world. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Who rates that?
It's based on annual
sales?
and annual gross commissions, and with our large footprint, because we're in six states, it really kind of enhances all of that and makes it possible.
So what? Talk about the market, Lori.
Market is getting better than what it had been.
Come on now.
Yeah, right?
Tell the truth.
It really is. We're starting to get a lot more. I should say not a lot more, but we're getting more than we had in the past few months of people who want to list their homes. We have an abundance amount of buyers right now. So being able to get some more homes on the market to be able to help out with that and kind of balance everything out a little bit better than it had been over the past few months is really, we're moving in the right direction. Rates are still pretty great. And so that's just something that, we're able to look forward to and know that things are moving in the right direction.
Can you believe home values right now?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're getting multiple offers in a matter of hours sometimes, for sure, within days. And some of what we've been seeing is just crazy how much, over asking price homes are going for right now.
So how did you get into the business?
So I have been in the business of real estate, I would say, for about 7 years or so. I've been with Century 21 Affiliated for over three. And it was just something that I wasn't really expecting to get into. And once I did, it was a great industry to be a part of. We have a great network of real estate agents in Jackson County. And it's really just nice to grow the relationships, be a part of the community, help people, whether you are listing your home or your buyers. It's never the same. It's never, nothing's ever the same. You can count on everything changing day to day. So that kind of is really exciting.
What advice do you have for, let's say, a first time home buyer?
Find your lender, get pre-approved. That would be the first step in, knowing what you have to work with. And, that would be for sure the first step to go in when you start looking for a home.
Is the biggest mistake they make, over purchasing or over buying?
Yeah, it could be, and really not, I think if you're working with, if your team that is surrounded you, is the right team, and, you have your professionals that are around you, you have your lender, you have your real estate agents, you have people who are working for your best interests, I think it's a good, I think you're in good hands that way.
So you're here, you've got a fundraiser coming up?
We have actually, Friday ends our backpack drive that we have been doing since the 1st of August. So we're in the final stretch of our 2 weeks, and we have a goal of 500 backpacks. We have randomly chosen two school districts, and this year we are supporting Napoleon School District as well as Jackson Public Schools, which have seven elementary schools within their network. So, we're just trying to, everybody's going back to school for the most part this year. Last year was really a crazy year with everything, and even taking that out of the picture, to be able to help kids and families that really need a good start to their school year as far as just being prepared, having the supplies that they need. I think when kids have backpacks and, they start the school, they have a little bit of extra pep on their step, the first day of school, and, some more confidence. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have four kids of my own. So, I know, what they do on the first day and how kids can be. And, if we can help with their confidence level, and we definitely want to do that. And we also want to be able to help offset families as far as just, sometimes right now times are tight with some families and with a lot of families, and so we just want to be able to help in that aspect as well.
So are you getting donations? How are you doing all
Yeah,
this?
So our office is located in 1 Jackson Square, right downtown Jackson. We are on the first floor, so you can join. There's two entrances to get in there, and you can, we're the kind of that quadrant, so you can't miss us. And so we are accepting backpacks, through Friday, I should say through Friday, mm-hmm. As well as financial donations. And this weekend I'm doing shopping, and we'll, so if it's easier just to drop off, you know, any amount helps. You know, there's places around that have some really reasonably priced backpacks for, you know, $5. So I'm happy to go and do that. We are also collecting school supplies. So there's a lot of different sales out there right now with this school right around the corner starting. But what's really nice, too, is that, you know, the first of the week next week, we're going to be passing these backpacks out to Jackson Public Schools as well as Napoleon, getting these in the hands of children before the school year starts so they can go to school on their first day and be completely prepared.
So if somebody just dropped off a check or some cash, that would really work.
That would be amazing. And, you know, that really is a convenience to those people, too. You can stop in the office, you know, a few dollars. You know, we've been having some really some businesses that have stepped up and have been really supporting us with our collection and our financial aspect to be able to go and get these. Kelly Fuels and Kelly Express Mart, they're a great addition to helping us get to where we need to do. American Title, Elevate Title, we've got actually all the title companies. So Mid-State Title, it's just really great to be able to have a good network of
team effort.
But a team effort, because really the big picture is supporting our communities and our local children and families.
So you have an event also in October?
We do have an event in October. In October, we have our fourth annual pumpkin giveaway located downtown Jackson in our parking lot. It's always a great event. It brings in lots of families, and I feel like we are doing 400 pumpkins this year, and they go in no time at all. So we always have like a nice little fall festival thing that's going on, an opportunity for with a backdrop for family pictures, different vendors are there. This year we're adding some food trucks, and it's so much fun to see kids who are coming in their costumes and just excited to be able to do that. Another thing that we can, it's a pumpkin, but it's just a, you know, it's fun. It's fun to be able to give back in any way that we can.
So you're taking the backpack donations through Friday?
Yes, through Friday. I'm also available I'm happy to meet anybody this weekend too. If people don't have time to get within the business hours or anything like that, I'm happy to meet people, whether at the office or just kind of throughout Jackson. You know, whatever we can do to accumulate and reach our goal of 500, we're only about halfway there. So I know that, you know, there's only a few days left, but whatever we can do to reach our goal and make some kids happy, I'll do it.
Great job, Lori.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your guys' support.
Lori Prescott, Century 21 affiliated, again, 1 Jackson Square downtown. Stop by there with a nice check today.
Yeah, stop by. And then if you are unable to stop by, but if you'd like to call the office and we can kind of coordinate, our phone number is 517-888-0050, or feel free to reach us on social media with Facebook at Century 21 Affiliated Jackson.